Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios Enrico Garzilli. Welcome back, Enrico.
Thank you very much, Michael. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And Enrico, we're going to talk tonight about the South County Chamber Singers, which you are the director of, correct?
Yes, I am.
And we're going to be having a program presented at the Courthouse Center for the Arts on November 21st at 8 p.m. and November 22nd at 3 p.m. Courthouse Center for the Arts, right down near the University of Rhode Island, just a few minutes away from there, down near the train station in that part of the state, if you're familiar with it. And Enrico, you've been a guest on my show several times, and it's always nice to have you back again. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening with Enrico in the past year or so.
Well, thank you very much, and I have been enjoying conducting the Chamber Singers, and I'm really looking forward to this program. We're doing selections from opera that are favorites and Broadway musicals like The West Side Story and an absolutely terrific medley of Beatle music. So there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone. And for those of you that you hear the name Enrico Garzilli, you're saying, I know that name. Well, you should. He's a very extremely well thought of composer and director. And one of the most famous things you did was, in my opinion, Rage of the Heart, the musical that was performed a few years ago and has played all over the world, right?
The recordings have been performed all over the world, definitely. Yeah. And we did it at Veterans Auditorium.
That was the world premiere, right?
The world premiere with Brad Logan.
Right.
And we're going to hear Brad Logan this evening as well, singing one of the selections from Rage of the Heart.
Right, Rage of the Heart, and you've done other productions as well. One comes to mind, right after Rage of the Heart, the Family?
The Family, and the one right after was Michelangelo.
Michelangelo,
which
right.
We had done at PPAC, and right. I was really happy about that production as well.
So Enrico is a great Rhode Island treasure, and we're glad to have him here. Director of the South County Chamber Singers for about how long?
About 8 years.
Eight years now. And this program is going to be featuring a lot of people. If you would, we'll talk about them all today. But if you'd like to get information about the show, you can go online to scchambersingers.org, or you can call 401-782-1018, which is the courthouse number, and get information there about the program. So let's talk about the music, and you're going to start off with some opera, correct?
Yes, yes.
And what do you have for us first?
One of the most favorite of all arias is from Gianni Schicchi by Puccini, and it's O Mio Babbino Caro. And Renata Tebaldi, who is a very famous opera soprano, will be singing it for us.
Thank you.
Beautiful music provided by Enrico Garzilli that'll be performed at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Enrico, there are going to be lots of soloists and special guests that you're going to have with you along with the South County Chamber Singers, right?
Exactly, yes. And Sharon Key, soprano, will be singing that aria that we just heard.
Great. And other people that'll be there?
Sure. And Michael DiMucci, who is a tenor, will be singing the next aria that we'll hear, which is Nessun Dorma. And Paula Red Rollins is going to sing Habanera from Carmen. And Georgette Ross Hutchins will sing Can't Stop Loving That Man of Mine.
Can't Stop Loving That Man of Mine. That's, well, that's not opera. So now we get a little of the Broadway flavor in there. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But this next piece you mentioned is going to be what?
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. And this is sung by the very famous Pavarotti.
Beautiful music, and you always need some accompaniment when you're doing this kind of music. So what do you have for us?
Yes, we have a superb pianist, Philip Mottarella, and a young trumpet player who's a student at URI, Manuel Morales, and on percussion we have Rich Brownell. And one other singer that I not mentioned, Tim Hoyt, who will also be singing solo with us.
Okay, and the piano, you said it was who?
Philip Mottarella.
And isn't he the music director at First Baptist Church in Providence? Do I have the right?
His brother, Stephen Mottarella.
Stephen, okay, I knew I recognized the name. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So we'll keep it a family affair. All right, we have time for another piece before we take our first break. What do you have for us?
It's entitled Brindisi from La Traviata. It's a duet, and it's a drinking song. The soprano is Joan Sutherland, and the tenor is Pavarotti again.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more.
Viviamo, viviamo negli eti codici che la bellezza infiora e là fuggevo, fuggevo ora si nebria voluta. Viviamo nei dolci freniti che suscita l'amore poiché quell'occhio al cuore onnipossente va.
Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Enrico Garzilli, the artistic director of the South County Chamber Singers, and they'll be presenting a special program called Broadway Meets the Met, and that's going to be November 21st at 8 p.m. and November 22nd at 3 p.m., both performances at the Courthouse Center for the Arts down here in South County on Route 138, Kingstown Road is the official address, 33481, and it's in West Kingston, not too far from URI and almost across the street from the train station down in that neck of the woods, as they say. Enrico is here, and we've been talking about a lot of things that are going to happen that night. Introduced pretty much all of the singers that will be present, and the chamber choir themselves is about how large, Enrico, for the chamber?
There are about 25 people altogether. Wow. Yeah, performing.
25. So that's that's going to be a good size on the space available at the courthouse. So it'll be a fun night.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to it, and we're really appreciative to the courthouse for hosting us there.
Right. And also, you had some help from Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, too.
Yes, and I'd like to thank them for their generosity in helping us put together this program.
You know, all of these programs take a lot of help, not only from the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts or the Courthouse Center for the Arts, but the general public. It's up to you to get out and support these groups and keep this great music going. Now, Broadway Meets the Met, and in the first segment, we did all opera songs. And now I'm going to put you on the spot because you're a talented, intelligent guy, and you're going to tell me the difference between what makes something an opera versus a musical.
Yes. Well, today the lines are really blurred because usually a musical had speaking in it. But then when listens to, or take the example of Les Miserables, most right. of it is sung through. So I suppose the distant difference between a popular idiom like Les Miserables and a more classical idiom. But then we have West Side Story, which is
kind of in the middle.
In the middle, and when it's performed by opera singers, it sounds pretty operatic.
Right.
As we will hear.
All right. We're going to listen to that in the last segment of the show. But right now, we're going to get to some of my favorite music because it's written by Enrico. And The Rage of the Heart, a very successful production. It was here in Rhode Island. And a couple recordings that we have with us today. Enrico, the first one is the program that was presented at the Vets, right?
Well, it was performed by Brad Logan, who played the lead. And this next piece is performed by Brad Logan, entitled Fire.
Here we go. We'll listen to Fire.
The sun has gone astray. I seek out what's deep inside me to find that fire that lights my way. Fire that clarifies my vision. Fire that strengthens and makes me. Purifying my decision to do what only I can do. Where the bridge is broken, I'll put new stone. Where the truth is hidden, I'll make it known. Where the metal's tarnished, I'll make it glow. Where the fountain's stopped, I'll make it flow. Where the candle's out, I'll find new light. Where the wise are blind, I'll be their sight. Where the grape is sour, I'll bring new wine. Where the task is hopeless, I'll make it mine. To find that rose without a thorn, to shape new worlds yet to be born, to feed my passion with desire, and show the world I made of where the king fears war, I'll work for peace. Where injustice prevails, I'll make it cease. Where the stranger's homeless, he'll be my guest. Where the merchant's weary, I'll find him rest. If the world stands still, I'll make it dance. If the dream seems hopeless, I'll take a chance. If the orphan's hurt, I'll right his wrong. If the music dies, I'll sing my song. Never tire of sharing dreams for which I've striven and show the world I'm made of fire, of fire, of fire.
Beautiful music and a beautiful voice by Brad Logan as he sang Fire from Rage of the Heart, Enrico's production. That was, what year was that debuted?
1997.
Not very long ago. Beautiful, beautiful job. And Enrico, do you ever have a problem? I know I've been fortunate enough to record several albums back in the day and then CDs and so forth. And sometimes I'm reluctant to listen to them because I hear my mistakes. And do you ever listen to something like Rage of the Heart and say, maybe I should have done that, or maybe I should have done this, or is it exactly what you wanted?
Yeah, well, you know, it's very interesting. As I was listening again to Brad Logan sing it, I just was, again, thrilled with his voice.
Right.
Beautiful voice. So
it is.
It kind of, that was what I thought of as I heard it, but
that's what was in your mind, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's
yeah.
Great. That's great. I know that it's got to be very gratifying to be able to have something come from your mind to the paper, to the stage, and be as successful as that was. A very nice job. We have another piece from Rage of the Heart, but this is a different recording, right?
So yes, it's a recording made in London with Michael Ball, who was young and unknown at the time, and I believe this was his very first contract. He later went on and starred in Phantom of the Opera, starred in Broadway, and Woman in White, and Aspects of Love, and is probably one of the foremost performers in England today.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Enrico Garzilli. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Enrico Garzilli, the Artistic Director of the South County Chamber Singers. And Enrico, one of the things we didn't talk about is where the Chamber Singers originate from. Where is your where do you hail out of?
The chamber singers have been in existence for about 40 years. Mm-hmm. And they were started by a doctor in Rhode Island. And he was a conductor of the chamber singers for a number of years. And Stephen Martorella, Philip's brother, became a conductor of the chamber singers. And I followed Stephen as the conductor of Martorella.
And where do you rehearse or where do you meet?
We have been rehearsing in the Kingston Congregational Church, KCC, up the road from the courthouse, Center for the Arts.
Okay. And is it something that if someone is interested in that kind of music, and how do they go about auditioning or how does that work?
They can audition or they can call me or Margaret Bradley, who is the president of the Chamber Singers, and be happy to have them join us.
Great. Okay. And if you're looking for information and you'd like to get involved with something like that, the website is probably the best way to do that, and that is scchambersingers.org. Couldn't be any easier than that. SC for South County. Chambersingers.org. And you can also find out about the program that will be presented on November 15th at 8 p.m. at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, and again on November 22nd at 3 p.m. And that'll be Courthouse Center for the Arts, right down near the train station. And Enrico, as we talk about music that's going to be performed that day, the name of the program is Broadway Meets the Met. Now, pretty much we've been listening to opera, and now we're going to get a little taste of Broadway, right?
Right, exactly. And we're going to listen to some selections from West Side Story, which is one of my favorite musicals.
Right, and there you go. There's one of the ones that we had a little bit of trouble deciding whether it's a musical or an opera.
Exactly. Especially when it's performed by opera singers.
And right.
We will hear it now.
And that's what's going to happen at the courthouse, right? It'll be more in the opera style?
Actually not. It's a medley that we're performing the courthouse. So the chamber singers themselves will be singing, and they're all just regular singers, not operatic singers in any way.
If we want to get a lot of people to turn out that night, will you be signing autographs after the performance?
I don't know about that, but I'm sure they'll enjoy the chamber singers with this really terrific medley from West Side Story. And also, we're doing a medley of Beatles music.
Wow. Okay.
So that's
But I noticed you're trying to avoid the question of signing autographs. Now, does that cost a lot for somebody to get an autograph? Or?
No, I'd be happy to.
All right, great. And so maybe somebody can even take a selfie with you. That would be great, and they could be famous, along with Enrico Garzilli. Let's listen to a piece of West Side Story. What do you have for us first?
Maria.
All right.
From, which is a really beautiful, beautiful part of the West Side Story.
Here we go.
Maria, the most beautiful sound I ever heard. Maria, 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 Maria. All the beautiful sounds of the world in a single
Maria.
West Side Story, a true classic in American music, and that'll be performed by the South County Chamber Singers on the program. And the audience has a chance to meet the singers after the show, right?
Exactly. And I know the singers would enjoy meeting the audience, and I believe the audience would really appreciate speaking with the singers, because the soloists are very, very talented, extraordinarily. So Georgette Hutchins sang at the Metropolitan Opera, and Michael DiMucci is probably one of the greatest tenors in the country, I believe. And
wow.
Sharon Keith's a fantastic soprano. And the chamber singers have been working very hard. They enjoy the West Side Story immensely, as I do. And so it'll be a wonderful evening, a wonderful afternoon of music.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Tickets are only $20, and you're not going to get a bargain like that every day. So tickets are $20, Courthouse Center for the Arts. If you haven't been to the courthouse in the performance space before, it's very, very, I want to say it's not small, but it's very comfortable. You won't have a bad seat no matter where you are. Probably not going to be more than 40 or 50 feet if you were in the furthest point away from
right.
the singers. So it's a great opportunity to see these singers up close and personal. And again, you know, you might be lucky and get Enrico's autograph. There you go. You never know how that could work out.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy doing that and enjoy meeting you. Please come.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music from West Side Story. And now we're going to go to another famous piece from the show, America, right?
America, yes.
All right. And this is Leonard Bernstein's recording. And he's conducting, I believe.
Right? He's conducting it, and there are some famous videos of his conducting this, and his communicating with the singers and with the sound people and so forth. If one will enjoy that, if you really like the making of a project, which happens in that video.
All right, here we go with America.
Thank you. water to keep clean.
I like the joys of America. Comfort is yours in America. No one is worse in America. All to one course in America.
Mentioned Rhode Island State Council on the Arts as supporting the program, but you also have other people that are helping you out, right, Enrico?
Yes, Mike, and we're very appreciative to all of the people who have supported us, the businesses in Wakefield, and our audiences. So we're very, very appreciative, and we thank you for that.
It's a South County effort, so a lot of businesses and people helping out. And if you'd like to help out, the best way to do that is to attend the program Saturday night, November 21st, 8 o'clock, and Sunday afternoon, November 22nd at 3 o'clock at the Courthouse Center for the Arts, 3481 Kingstown Road in West Kingston. And it's right across the street practically from the train station. There's a landmark for you. And tickets are only $20, so you're going to get a lot of music for $20. And Enrico's autograph if you play your cards right. So if you'd like more information, you can go to the website scchambersingers.org, or you can call the courthouse at 401-782-1018, 782-1018, and tickets will be held at the door. Or maybe purchased at the door, but I wouldn't take that chance because it's not that large a facility and you don't want to be closed out. Enrico, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been great listening to music that you provided for us, and nice to see you again.
Thank you, Mike. It was great, and it was wonderful to see you again and to have this conversation.
I hope that the show is a great success. I'm sure it will be. And we're going to go out with two more pieces from West Side Story, both pretty familiar with our audience.
Exactly. All of the music of West Side Story is magnificent, but two of my favorites are Tonight and Somewhere. Somewhere is sung by the great Marilyn Horne, and it will be followed by Tonight.
Great. Thank you so much. And for the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Oh,
are gonna have their day tonight.
The Chucks are gonna have their way tonight.
The Puerto Ricans grumble, fair fight. But if they start a rumble, we'll rumble them right.
We're gonna have the muscle prize tonight. We're gonna cut them down to size tonight. We said okay, no rumpus, no tricks. But just in case they jump us, we're ready to mix tonight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it up and have us a ball. Get it tonight, the more they turn it on, the harder they fall. Well, they began it, when they began it, and we're the ones to stop them once and for all. Tonight.
Anita's gonna get her kicks tonight. We'll have a private little mix tonight. He'll walk in hot and tired, so don't matter if he's tired, as long as he's hot tonight.
Tonight, won't be just 39. Tonight there will be no morning star. Tonight, tonight, as in I love tonight. And for us, stars will stop where they are.
And Tunkle go down, and when he's hollered uncle, we'll tear up the town. So I can count on you, boy. We're gonna have us a ball. Boom to tune,
scream to work.
I'll see you there about
eight. We're gonna rock it tonight. We're gonna jazz it tonight.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.